This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the sixth week of middle summer. The cricket to the frog's bassoon, his shrillest time is keeping. The sickle of yon setting moon, the meadow mist is reaping. John Greenleaf Whittier wrote that capsule of middle summer in 1847, and it's all still true today. Under the waning moon, crickets are filling the nights with their August songs. And when you hear the crickets, the first purple blossoms of the tall ironweed open in the fields, and blackberries are getting ripe. Grackles have begun to come together, flocking in anticipation of autumn. Starlings feed together now in the bare wheat fields. On the East Coast, shorebirds are beginning to move south, often stopping to rest on North Carolina's outer banks. In the honeysuckles of the Midwest, adult robins teach their young migration calls. Thistledown unravels completely to the cricket song, and seed pods form on the trumpet creepers. Ragweed heads up for August as honewort and wood nettle, mallow and tall meadow rood go to seed. Early cottonwoods are weathering. Patches of yellow appear on the weaker ash trees. Black walnut leaves start to fall. All across the country, summer's second last wave of wildflowers, the biennial goro, the Joe pieweed, monkey flower, tall coneflower, white snakeroot, jump seed, virgin's bower, field thistle, and Japanese knotweed all are blooming in the open fields and along the fence rows. Pods of the touch-me-not burst at the slightest movement. Dogbane seed pods swing in the wind. And to the song of the crickets, grapes and pokeweed berries darken in the meadow mist under the setting moon. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the final week of middle summer. In the meantime, listen for the crickets and watch for the meadow mist, foretaste of August and September.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at WYSO.org.